Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix, a Netflix original documentary. Sheets of coloured paper have been stuck on a window. Children's writing on the paper reads, "Welcome home, Mummy." Captions, in association with BFI, Creative England, Great Point. A baby wrapped in an anorak lies in a carry cot. A Pulse Films production.
Do you want to go in first?
In association with Rawcut. A home video of a dark-haired woman coming into a room.
Everybody, Pippa's here!
Five girls and a boy, all aged under 10, gather around the new baby.
My dad used to think that Pippa was what finally completed the whole family. He was like, you know, seven colours of the rainbow, seven wonders of the world. He just kind of had it fixated in his head that Pippa was, like, lucky.
Is she really at home?
She's at home now, forever. We're going to take care of you so much.
One of the girls cradles baby Pippa on her lap. A view of travelling through a cluttered kitchen in a family home. The view travels into a living room, where a young woman lies on a settee, engrossed in her phone. A teenage girl sits on a corner couch with her knees drawn up, reading a magazine. The view passes through into another room with shelving units and storage crates filled with odds and ends. Vicky, the dark-haired mother of the family, is stacking packets of food on a big shelving unit. Beside her is a table, on which stands a dark statue of a female torso. Moving into a smaller room, another young woman sits at a sewing machine and wafts a length of fabric. Behind her are the open doors of two more rooms. In the room on the left, a young woman sits on her bed playing guitar. In the other room, another young woman plays an upright piano. A home video of a little girl.
Is there anything you want to say before I turn the camera off, Jamie?
Well,
is there anything you'd like to say?
I'd like to ask you something.
Oh, that's good. I like that. It's good initiative.
Right.
I'm
going to ask you to...
Let me see you on the screen, oh, Jamie? Because I'm... This, you see, this is... What I'm doing, Jamie, is I want to... I've recorded you on your fourth birthday, fifth, sixth, and now your seventh tomorrow. This is like a little diary for you when you're older. And I hope you'll be pleased with Daddy.
Grinning Jamie in a blue leotard and ballet shoes. A caption. Jamie Jodie.
Oh, you look beautiful.
I love that this is my home and I grew up here. We are all so close.
Give us a nice smile, Casey.
Everyone's kind of weird. There's no such thing as normal.
Twins.
Cheese! Miri is the best twin ever.
So sorry, but in a different way.
Oh, you look gorgeous.
We're a handful. Like, I admire Mum for sticking around and not leaving us.
That was Nikita, a boy of about four in the cab of a digger, Osborne Oran.
We genuinely have the best family in the world.
Pippa Pater.
Here's a smile.
Yes. You know, you see programmes. It's one big happy family. But that's only in programmes.
Pippa, now a dark-haired teenager, strokes a scruffy little dog. A framed portrait of Vicky with her six daughters and one son. The family have dinner.
There's seven of you. We live in a wonderful house, at a wonderful time, and you have all got a very bright future.
Jamie has a tattoo on her wrist. Daddy.
Hi, Laurie in the future, Laurie in the future, and Jamie in the future,
and everyone in the future.
I think we're all so used to saying, like, for 6 years we've been saying we're okay. But there are some days when I'm like, it's not okay. I'm not fine about what happened.
Home videos.
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Daddy.
One of the girls is a tot in a baby grow, sleeping in a cot. A home video of a bonfire burning, with a large green and white caravan nearby. A grey cloudy sky over a grassy meadow. The title, in elegant white handwriting, Kingdom of Us. A swing on a large, bleak, unkempt lawn. Wind blows through a trampoline and long fronds of wild grass waft. A caption, 6 years. Vicky is inside the caravan, which seems to have been forgotten and abandoned. The windows are damp and wallpaper is torn. She looks in a room with a sigh. Vicky lifts off the main cushion from the caravan's built-in sofa and removes a section of wood on a storage area under the sofa. A home video of the large caravan arriving on the back of a lorry.
Jamie, come here with Daddy now, please. Please. Quickly, because he's driving up.
Jamie runs through the grass.
Hi.
Shush.
Why don't we have, like, a ceremony?
Around the caravan.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, not, I don't mean invite you all, but we could all, like, make our peace with the caravan and say goodbye to it nicely.
I personally feel as though we've all moved on in our lives far enough that it can go.
Mum, I was ready
for it.
Don't you agree?
Mum. The Atlas.
The Atlas,
no,
darling.
Mum, this is one of those, I'm only 13.
But it's just sitting there. It's going to get to the point where it'll just be completely derelict.
Mum, can I suggest something?
Yes, darling.
There was this Buddhist idea that if you imagine all your beloved belongings being broken and gone, when it actually goes, it's not as sad. Because you've already accepted the fact that it's broken.
Yeah.
So why
it that's not well, true. Like,
so why don't you imagine that it's gone? Imagine that tomorrow they're taking it away, and imagine it's gone. And see if you can deal with that.
I would personally feel a lot. I would feel like a weight had been partially lifted off my shoulders with the Atlas. I know that sounds really bad, but I used to look up there, and if I saw all the lights on, I'd be crapping myself.
I would feel like we were giving up. I feel like we'd be just accepting that he's gone. And
do you not feel that we should accept
him? Let me finish!
Sorry.
You've got to remember that there's eight of us and we're all at different stages. We're not moving forward together.
I do not feel that if we got rid of it, it would help me to move on. I feel that it would mean that actually, if Dad... I know it sounds stupid, but if Dad did come back, he would have nowhere to stay.
Wild grasses sway softly in the wind. The caravan stands on the meadow as the sun hangs low behind bushes.
When you first met Dad, did you realise he was the way he was?
I just thought he was very organised.
Was he handsome?
And very... He was handsome, yeah. He was good fun.
Why did Dad write everything down?
No, some days he'd write nothing and other days he'd write 20 pages.
Would it be one extreme or the other? Would it ever be about 5 pages? Or was it none or 20?
No, it was one extreme or the other.
So could he never be, you know, when you're not
moderate,
quite
no.
happy or you're sad, he could never be in between?
No, he was always one end or the other.
Which was most common?
When we first met, probably the happy end.
And then did it get worse over time?
Yeah, and gradually over time it switched.
How long did it take you to notice that he was getting worse?
I think I realised how bad it was getting around the time Pippa was born.
But before then you couldn't really notice that he was getting worse.
Is it as bad as you thought it was?
You see where the door is there?
Yeah.
If you step too close to it, you can almost fall through. So the floor is almost breaking.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's...
It's had it. I don't
it
think any,
it,
no
yeah.
one could live in here either.
We're not saying that we want to live in here.
Pippi, look. It's all just...
Yeah, Mum, anything's going to break if you snap it like that.
No, Pippi, it's not. It's just everything's rocking,
Mum,
darling.
We can't get rid of this.
You're imagining that it's nice.
If we, like, fixed it up just, like, a little bit, like, I would come up here almost every day.
Well, what would you do?
As often as I could.
Do what?
Homework, be on my own. Oh, no, Nikki used to write songs in here.
Dark-haired Osborne looks out of the window. Pippa, who has long, straight brown hair, sits on one of the sofa benches on either side of the dining table. A bare, damp-looking twin bedroom. Another bedroom, with the pink undersheet pulled half off the mattress. A grimy metal sink. Pippa bites her lip pensively. A video of Pippa as a toddler.
Right, Pipsy.
I feel like my dad was just... He wasn't real. He was just someone that I kind of made up.
Pipsy? Hello.
I don't actually have any memories of him. I've just heard stories. And I've made memories.
that haven't actually... that I wasn't actually there.
Her father, Paul, smiling by a window. An old weather-beaten piano stands in an open-sided outbuilding. Laurie, her dark hair tied back, plays a piano indoors. Scraps of paper with musical notes on them.
Let's see. I am trying to work out these chords to play on the piano so I can do my dad's song.
She's placed the notes on the keys.
The song's called A Perfect World. And it's beautiful. I think it's because my dad had an idea of what a perfect world would be. And I think at one point he had that with my mum. The song's about my mum. It kind of restores my faith in love and happiness. It's really nice.
She concentrates to find the next chord.
Like the beauty in a bird song, song for you in a perfect world.
A video of Vicky and brown-haired, smiling Paul on their wedding day, getting showered with confetti. They cut the cake together and laugh with guests. Vicky in her white wedding dress grins happily. A video of coming out of the trees and looking at the family's large white house. Little Osborne sits on a doorstep.
Here we go, there's the chickens. They're joy. They're an absolute joy, they are.
Four chickens peck around on a patch of earth.
The birds in full song as usual.
Beyond their wooden fence is a quiet country road.
What exciting times, creating a beautiful garden, giving the children a safe environment. Casey, are you excited about your first day at school? Good, well, I hope you have a lovely day. God, not only are they coping, they're videoing the whole bloody thing.
Little Casey wears a blue uniform and carries her school bag.
Oh, look at that, oh.
I remember when we were younger and we used to put on shows and stuff for mum and dad, and we used to put like posters like, show tonight at 5.
Hello and welcome to the
Shane Show. Dad used to go around the table and say what he thought everyone would be doing when we were growing up. He always said I was good with the rhythm.
Did Dad want Osborne to be an astronaut?
Daddy, wave at the camera and say yes.
Yes.
Then I would like to thank my dad with all my heart and the work that he's done. Look, right now I am walking under the most, you know, brilliant mud. My dad is the best dad on the whole world. Tell you what, most kids don't have a dad like mine. I'm so lucky.
Paul stands on the roof of a big van with Osborne and Pippa.
When Mum told us, you don't have to take it, you just kind of like scream.
The way that the death happened, it wasn't an accident, it was like his choice.
It might have been a cry for help, which makes me really sad because I can just imagine him being sat down there.
I've constantly gone through the what-ifs that day. You know, what if I could have just run into the woods, maybe tried to find him?
There was a banging at the door, it was the police.
They said, we just had a call from your husband saying he's going to kill himself.
There were still helicopters going
police
around.
Police vehicles arriving.
Ambulances.
Everywhere.
I remember the helicopter flying off.
He cut his left wrist and his throat.
An image of smiling Paul fades into trees and long wild grass. A video of hundreds of birds in a hazy blue-grey sky. A home video of Casey dressed in black and playing on the floor. A wobbly video of Paul riding a mountain bike. Laurie bows her head, resting it in the crook of her arm. Solemn-looking Mary sucks her thumb. Paul riding his bike.
I was 16, Pippa was 6 years old.
We've all got such different memories. What can we know that day our dad killed himself. Of course, our brains are going to make funny stories and make things up.
How can someone just stop being there? How can my dad just not be?
Pippa gazes solemnly out of a window. Nikita sits on her bed.
It was almost like we weren't worth living for.
Miri heaves a deep sigh.
If your own dad doesn't want to stick around, then you can't be that great of a person.
I couldn't imagine any days coming after that day. I felt like we were just going to be frozen in time there forever.
A darkening evening sky hangs above the trees and grassy meadow. Tire swings hang from a tree. Nikita.
A few years after he died, I always thought it was probably a joke. He's not actually gone, he was just, like, pretending, and that he'll still come back one day. Like, sometimes I swear I see him in the street, and I think, God, is that bad? I don't wish for him to come back now, because I know it's not going to happen. But I used to wish all the time that he'd come back, or, like... Actually, I do still wish. I do. I sometimes pray at night that he'll, like, come in my dreams or something. Or that he'll, like... Just because there's so many things I want to ask him. And, like... But then I just want to hug him again. And, like, hold his hand. But I can't.
She looks down sadly.
If he was here now, what would you ask him?
I'd ask him to sing my song that he wrote.
Nikita's eyes fill with tears. She has brown swept back hair and a lean angular face. A home video in the kitchen.
Nikita? Are you helping Mummy make evening meal?
Mummy! I didn't always understand what was going on when I was younger. I think it's part of my autism. So when people would talk to me, I'd have to act like I knew what I was saying. And in my head, I was screaming.
Young Nikita smiling at the table.
It all just sounded like a big slur.
Looking worried, Nikita, a little older, runs across the meadow to the camera, then smiles.
Right, give me a really big smile, Laurie. I want to show Mummy and Daddy this. Oh, Laurie, please give me a smile. I want to show Mummy and Daddy.
Laurie puts on a grin.
I know how to portray anger, sadness, depressed, laughter, ecstatic. But I don't know how to read them.
Nikita, Laurie, Pippa and Osborne have been diagnosed with it.
My youngest sister.
I'm 6 years old. My brother is 7 or 8.
It's like trying to thread an eye of the needle, but with... like really blurry glasses on. Like you want to do something so bad, but you just can't do it because there's something holding you back.
Right, Miri, give me a smile.
People look at me and say, you don't act autistic. And then it's like, well, a lot of the time I'm trying to just be normal.
Yeah. Jimmy, wait, what was that bike called?
Ozzy, stop. Someday somebody's gonna make you
wanna
turn around and say goodbye.
Sorry. Why don't you just let it come
naturally
when you sing?
Ozzy, can't stand the whole going, till then, baby.
Ozzy, are you doing this thing or not? No. Are you wanting to be in it? No. Are you gonna be a performer? No. Are you a scientist? Maybe. Shut up!
Osborne.
You know
Ozzy,
I'm right.
Ozzy,
do you get what I mean, Mum?
Listen,
no!
You spend 3.5 minutes on stage just doing this.
No, you don't have to do that. You can move around, walk around.
Okay, let's bump into each other then.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't look natural. It's
just some choreography.
Every performance you watch is choreographed. Yes. I have just taken a phone call for work.
Oh my
God. I have to work right now.
Breathe in.
Pippa breathes on Laurie.
Don't breathe on me.
Pippa, please. Just take some deep breaths and calm down.
Osborne's in his messy bedroom, picking clothes up from the floor.
I'm cleaning my room because my mum thinks that I have to. But I think otherwise. I think that it doesn't actually matter, because one day I'm going to die, and when I die, it won't matter, so it shouldn't really matter now. Recently, I've been thinking about what actually matters and what's important, and I think the only important thing is being happy.
Nick, how often a week would you say you paint your nails for?
People don't like thinking about death, and that's probably why people end up doing things they don't want to do, because they think that they'll live forever, and they sort of push death aside because it's taboo, but it's got to be spoken about.
He holds a mobile case.
I'm holding this right now, but I'm going to put it down in a second, and then when I'm the time when I was holding it will be in the past. And that was only a couple of seconds ago. But it's not happening anymore. And now it was here, and now it's there. But it was in my hand, and it felt like the present. But it didn't, because I knew that soon it would be down there. And now I've picked it up again, and when it was down there, feels like the past straight away. And I think that's quite unusual, because you never really feel time moving on until something happens or until something changes.
A video of their old caravan going up in flames at night.
I feel like we're always living in the past, because the last time we'll ever feel in the present is just as we're dying. And although right now it still have my future, when it's over, everything will be the past. I feel like that's our life. Our life will always be in the past.
Their burnt out caravan collapses.
Even if something bad happens on a day, I manage to stay happy.
Osborne peers into a telescope. Pippa bites her nail.
Because once it's happened, it's gone, and it's in the past.
Standing on a flat roof with his high-tech telescope, Osborne looks up at the black sky. Wispy clouds pass across a blue sky. In the house...
Yes, I am. I'm distressed because I can't stand the house anymore.
Let's all do it.
Yeah!
Don't stand there moaning at me. Just do it.
And you've been moaning at them about that mouldy cake.
Fruit decomposes. Cake does not decompose. It goes moulding.
Oz, it won't decompose on the tarmac.
Well, it will decompose anywhere, actually.
Casey talks to Vicky.
Have you seen the lobby?
Yes!
Oh my God, whose shoe? Does anyone wear this?
How would I know who one shoe belongs to? But do you want to go back to living with bare walls and those?
No, but this, we've gone to the other extreme.
Yes,
we went from having nothing to having too much, and now we can barely breathe. Like, do we need that many boxes of cereal? I mean, how many of those do you reckon are stale and can't be eaten anyway?
None of them are, actually.
I just want you to start listening to me and doing something. And I'll help you.
Well,
I've said that.
Will you start listening to me?
I've tried listening to you, Mum.
Casey, will you start listening to me when I say I need you to pay for your car and I need you to pay rent?
Yes.
Will you?
Yes.
Because you don't. You're quick to attack me.
I'm not attacking you, Mum. I want to help you. It's not doing any of you any good living like this.
Dark-haired, attractive Vicky wipes her hand across her face, looking tense. Casey takes a bin bag from a cupboard. She soon filled it and takes it outside, into the darkness. Day. Heavy grey clouds slowly pass over the meadows and trees.
It feels like a parallel universe before he died.
Casey rides over a bare floor on a trolley.
I mean, this sounds pathetic, but we didn't have furniture, and the walls were all the same colour.
They're all magnolia.
He didn't like clutter, and he didn't like things being in the house, so he boxed everything up and put them in containers. It was all kind of sentimental.
The containers have gone.
In a lorry.
Big empty space.
Oh my God. Looks really weird, you know. Feels weird.
Dad, can you tell us how you feel?
Seek house points.
That's how you feel.
I feel you have to accept things like this. And it's time to move to a different chapter and get the barns organised.
Very, very well said. Mr. Barnes?
When he died, all the boxes got dropped off here again.
Laurie stands in a dark barn, shining a torch at the piles of household bric-a-brac. Crumpled photos of Laurie and Mary as children in an album. A video of the girls putting on a show at home.
I am now going to ask three of my sisters to perform a show. They are each going to do something different, but it is going to be funny. Please welcome Mary Shanks.
Mary bows.
She's going to do her famous dancing.
Wearing a pink bathrobe, little Mary jigs about, while Laurie and Casey sit on chairs, also in pink bathrobes. Older Mary plays piano by glass patio doors, which look out at the meadow and trees outside. She talks to Vicky.
I've had an idea that we can maybe promote everything that we do on my YouTube channel. So, like, Casey can make a piece of clothing and I could wear it. I said to Nikita and Pippa, maybe all three of us find a tune to go. There's a song that all three of us have written. I'm really bad at writing, so... Because I would just be thinking of the song, I wouldn't be writing...
Your father used to write, he used to play the guitar and find something he liked the sound of musically and then write words to it and then do a bit more. So he would sort of piece it together as he went along.
I'm not very good at writing. I just always say the same thing. So that's why I asked Nikita and Pippa to help me.
There's power in being together. That's why I keep telling you to develop and act as a group.
I'd rather be myself... be on my own, and then do maybe a few group pieces to put on it.
Okay. I just think you've all got more a greater chance of success together.
So you don't think we could all make it on our own, sort of thing?
I think you can all make it on your own. I think it would be 100 times easier if you made it as a group first.
A home video of Jamie, Casey, Laurie and Mary popping out from behind curtains and recreating a scene from The Sound of Music. Now older, they watch the video.
You know how Dad used to always play a song every morning at like 6 o'clock?
Yeah? Please no one say, oh, you shouldn't play like that, Papa, but I feel stupid now because I didn't know that.
It's okay. No. It's okay. You've heard Stevie Wonder, you've heard us play it, haven't you?
For your love, I will do anything.
Just to see the smile upon your face. For your love, I will go anywhere. Just you tell me and I'll be right there.
Okay, Pippa looks like she's about to cry, so I'm just gonna...
No, I'm okay.
I love the song.
Let's give it a go.
I love it.
Pippa, think about the positives.
Jimmy, I can't, that's not, it's not just...
My internet's gone, but I've got it on my phone.
It's like, it's certain music and films, Jay, just bring back bad memories, and, you know, that's okay.
Jamie sits on the bed with them, looking melancholy. A home video of young Jamie sitting on the couch with her knee pulled up to her chin.
Losing my dad completely broke my heart because he was my best friend and my worst enemy all at the same time.
He was funny. He always used to make my mum laugh. He was caring.
But
there were days where, you know, the sun could be shining and there wouldn't be a cloud in the sky, but it just felt like the gloomiest, saddest, most tense-filled day.
Paul sits at the dining table with the children, looking moody and irritated.
That's why
he ignores the request and looks down at his plate.
He was a scary person. But he was nice as well. I don't know, he was weird. He was hard to understand. When he was in a bad mood, he just wouldn't talk and he'd go write in his diary. I mean, I haven't read it very in much detail. I haven't even read his suicide note, but I'd like to.
It was always getting in the car after school and being like, Mum, is Dad in a good mood or a bad mood? Because that meant when we got home that he'd sit us all down and give us a rant for about 4 hours. I'd end up falling asleep on the floor and then going to bed at like 1 in the morning.
Please give me that. Sorry, Laurie. I'm trying to talk on camera to you all so that I wanted what I wanted to say to you to be on camera, on tape, so you all know in the future how I was thinking and feeling about everything. You've got to work out how to run your life so that I can do what I've got to do. And Jamie is at the most impressionable age that she's been at since she has been alive. I'd like the two people to be the most influential. I want to be me and Holly. I don't want it to be other people who I don't know, and I don't know what they're saying, and I don't know how they're making Jamie think.
My dad used to have a tendency to keep me up late. And then obviously when it reached a point that I used to stay up late in order to be able to hear him, you know, and sort of hear whether or not he was in the house or whether he was back or, you know, whether he was going to come upstairs and have a go at me for some unknown bizarre reason. There was a lot of occasions that I would be forced to look in the mirror that used to hang around the corner, and he would hold my face. Tell me that I look like a crack whore. I genuinely hate the sight of myself when I have no makeup on.
Jamie looks carefully at herself in the mirror as she puts on black eyeliner. She holds up a hair extension and gives it a blast with the hairdryer. A video of Jamie blowing out birthday candles.
You remember me?
I would like to take you to France at the end of July. Happy birthday. Love, Dad. I have booked us a week's holiday in France.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Dad!
I'm going to France! I'm going to France!
Dad!
I'm going to France!
If I'm honest, I was absolutely petrified.
In the video, Jamie hugs Paul and jumps up and down, gliding images of trees by night.
Driving this one night in the middle of the countryside in France, and I mean the middle of nowhere. And all of a sudden my dad stopped the car down this pitch black country lane. Suddenly in that moment I was like, oh my God, what is about to happen? And he said, get out of the car.
Dark images of a wooden gate and looming trees.
And he walked me about 20 yards down the road. And just all of a sudden, he just said, look up.
A home video of Vicky taking her hand from Jamie's eyes for a surprise. An image of trees against a night sky.
I've never seen so many stars in all my life. It was like somebody had just thrown glitter across the sky. My dad got us to lay down in the middle of this road. We lay there and just looked up at all these stars. Just that 10 to 15 minutes that I got where we were like a father and a daughter.
She nods, looking emotional and half smiling. She looks up, trying to hold back the tears which well in her eyes. She reads an inscription in a CD inlay. To Jamie, happy 16th birthday, love, Dad. Jamie has pictures stuck on her bedroom wall, which is labelled Dream Wall.
Because of the way Dad was, we weren't very exposed. I think he wanted us all to be perfect, and he thought if we weren't, you know, out in the wild, if you like, then we couldn't become that way.
Rita, are you going to get in?
We were all going to grow up anyway, so that he couldn't have kept us that way forever, and I think he realised that.
A video of Paul lying back on the sofa, watching Jamie excitedly holding up a pink skirt. Laurie, Miri, Casey and Pippa decorating white plastic hearts with coloured beads. Thin twigs gently waft on a bleak grey day. In the house, a decorated Christmas tree stands in the corner, and Vicky talks to the kids.
You know, these are old cassette tapes, but I don't know what's on them all, so are you sure you all want to watch this?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Even though it's possibly going to be upsetting?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're going to be really blurry.
I don't know, because they're old, they're very old cassettes, so I don't know.
The first video shows kids dancing in a big hall.
Jamie.
No, he's crying.
And he's the only one that's not doing
that. That one there, and that's Dad.
Oh, yeah, that's Dad.
What's on that shoulder?
Oh, that's me, fat.
Jamie at the table with Paul.
Okay, Jamie. I'd like to talk to you for a minute. Now, it's a year since I interviewed you.
Because it's my birthday tomorrow.
That's it.
And I'll be five.
Yeah. It's a whole year since we had this little chat, didn't we, on video. Yeah. Would you say you were a happy girl?
Yes, I am happy.
Do you like your life?
Yes.
Well, I've written this one just for you, for your birthday.
Yeah.
Would you like me to sing it to you now? Would you?
Yes.
Okay. Jamie Jo, I love you so. You magic little girl, you brighten up this world with your tenderness, your thoughtfulness, your special ways, and the happy days you give me, little girl. A star can shine.
Watching the video, Jamie and her sisters all become emotional. Vicky comforts Pippa in the kitchen.
I don't remember his voice like that. I imagined it, like, deeper. I didn't know he had an accent.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird. I didn't know he had an accent.
It's hard to remember voices. Ever so hard to remember voices.
He laughed a lot.
Oh.
I'm going to go and take the camera off Mummy, and then we're going to say goodbye to the camera till next year.
Jamie as a child holds a toy microphone and looks at her dad. Greying clouds pass over the family house. A caption, 7 years. Osborne stands at the doorway of an outbuilding, staring in at heaps of old bric-a-brac and clutter.
What are you thinking, Osborne?
The shed is full of shit. Too much stuff in here for one family to deal with.
Right, can we start a bag of, like, textiles, so?
Things that shouldn't have the sentimental value do, and it makes throwing things away a big hoo-ha. The past Shanks family made a very big problem for the future Shanks family. It's like we didn't care about us. That's a metaphor for our mentality to life. Just pushing all of our crap aside for a few years.
We need a pile in that corner of electrical appliances. Do you really want to keep it?
Mum,
yeah, Mary and I were talking last night about it.
Do you not remember we got the black one? The black one wasn't working.
Have we?
Yeah, we got the black one.
What's this?
That
one's broken. That textile.
Yeah.
Look at Laurie.
Oh, look at that.
The family are having a house clear out, and Nikita finds Paul's publicity photo from his singing days.
That's where he's been for the past years.
God.
You silly man.
He's covered in poo.
Wait, who did we bury then?
Yeah. Ah! Holy crap! This is the box I'm thinking of. But these are all cassettes.
Audio tapes of Paul and Cabaret.
But there aren't any videos in there.
Yeah, but they're Dad's songs, aren't they?
I hope there's a perfect world on here.
Oh, there will be.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure there will be.
Well, okay, I've got an hour.
Oh, no, that's from his Cabaret days.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's so cool.
Laurie beams at the find.
My dad loved music. You know, he did Butlins and the West End, and he did all sorts.
You remember Elvis? Elvis Presley.
He used to play to me all the time, so I think that's a big influence as to why I want to carry on music.
A video of Paul performing as a young man.
My dad could have made it and didn't, and I don't want to make that same mistake.
Laurie sits on her bed with her eyes closed as Mary plays piano.
Ready? And then go again.
Now that I had it, I don't... Is it a little bit funny?
Close. Look, my hands aren't big enough to do it.
Mine are just about... Yeah, mine are a bit longer. Look.
So I have to change it. How long will I love you? As long as the stars above you. My dream would be to be on stage.
Paul and a woman dancing on stage.
They'd not be able to see anything but lights in my face. And then I'd hear a massive roar and clapping and cheering and flashing lights for cameras. And then I think it'd be over just like that, because you're just enjoying it so much. But you don't want to dream too high, because then it might not come true. When we were younger, our dad would always say that we'd be going to somewhere, or that we'd do this next year, or this would be happening, and then nothing would ever happen. I think we've all just tried not to keep our hopes up so that we don't get disappointed ever again.
Sitting on the bed, pretty fair-haired Miri sighs morosely. Searching through the odds and ends in the barn, Vicky finds a collapsible plastic telescope. She searches a box and finds papers, typed and handwritten.
Sunday, 22nd of September. Friday the 27th, 2nd of October, 11:15. I'm just about to tackle this.
2002, and that's how Santa left the presents last night.
Osborne reads diaries.
I thought everyone's dad wrote in such detail in diaries. I didn't think it was anything unusual. It's recently that I've actually started analysing them in detail. He says go back to the real Paul, which is really weird, sort of. Felt like he was changing. He'd put a lot of effort into these things. And then all of a sudden he just stops trying. He just gives up on it. So you can see that he sort of gave up on life. He gave up on writing about it.
I've just found Daddy's 2005 diary, which I thought you might be interested in looking at.
Yeah.
But also the suicide note. I went into the cabin this morning and had a really good look and I found it.
Can I see it?
You don't want to read it?
Yeah.
Vicky hands sheets of paper to Osborne.
Want me to stay while you read it?
I don't mind. It's not going to be, like, difficult or anything.
He reads.
There are two sets of truths. Is that what that says?
Yeah.
Involved, in my opinion. The truth and Vicky's truth. He used the wrong there. Did he usually do that, or was that sort of the crazy setting in?
Don't know.
Could you see it?
Yeah.
You could see
it? In the last couple of weeks, I could see it.
What sort of changed about him? Did he become
paranoia.
More sketchy?
He
became less certain of what he was saying, and he made mistakes in his diaries too. I don't see how he changed so quickly. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Sure? To my children, I love you all. Good luck with life in a love from...
Good luck with life. With mum, on a long-term basis.
On a long-term basis. What does PTO mean?
It was something on the other side, but it was nothing. And the police... I think this is the police photocopy.
I want to know what it says. I don't want to live my life not knowing what the PTO was.
Osborne rubs the back of his dark hair tensely. Now Casey reads the suicide letter while Vicky folds clothes.
I have not wanted the children to go to private school since 2001. Had they gone to state school at that point, we would not be in any financial difficulty.
Was it you or Dad who insisted on us going to private school?
It used to rot between the two of us.
Casey eats biscuits as she carries on reading Paul's suicide letter.
Well, he spent £10,000 on the barn, £10,000 on the hardcore down there.
Casey carries on with the letter.
Vicky has been well aware of the borrowing that has taken place.
Not all of it.
I think it's quite sad that he only had, good intentions with all of this, but it seemed to backfire considerably.
Casey rubs her brow and bites her lip as she carries on. A grey and white cat stalks across the worktop to Casey, who doesn't look up from the letter, but picks up the cat and dumps it on the floor.
Wow, that was interesting. I feel disillusioned. I don't know.
Why disillusioned?
I don't know.
Do you imagine it to have more about us in case?
With what?
I don't know. There were two sides to it.
Yeah, of course there were. I'm not perfect, Lucy. I'm not a saint.
I didn't say that you did.
No, but there are two sides to every story.
She hands the letter back.
You get the original note back.
I'm going to try if I've still got it.
A home video of Paul writing with a felt pen.
We are going to write Mum's Worries. Okay. Mum's Worries, going in the box.
There we go.
The box goes on a bonfire. Jamie stands by it.
Casey, go over with Jamie and wave at the worries together.
Casey and Jamie wave at the fire.
Paul's behaviour was becoming ever more erratic, and I was insisting that we had a 6-month break from each other and then see if we had a future together.
Bye!
But Paul decided to file for divorce.
He sets the old caravan ablaze.
The house was sold when Paul died. I think we were about 4 weeks away from completion when Paul killed himself.
Flames stretch up towards the black sky. Vicky drives Nikita, Osborne and Jamie by night.
I remember months after he died, I'd still run downstairs, shouting Dad, trying to call for him, and then I'd realise he wasn't there. Do you remember us doing that?
Yeah.
Well, what if he had followed through with the plan that he had?
Well, then we wouldn't be here, would we, Oz?
It was a plan for him to do that and then kill himself.
Yeah.
But I don't think we really knew to what extent, Dad was actually in a very dark place.
Jamie.
2 days after my dad had died, three of us found the notepad, with him talking about how he was going to get revenge on my mum, effectively, and, kill all of us, then kill her and then kill himself.
It was very detailed. His plan was to lock everybody in their bedrooms.
Thank you.
And then bring them down one by one.
Back to my mum.
A home video.
Yeah.
2 or 3 years before he died, he suddenly put bolts on the outside of all the doors. He said it was to keep the cats out. But just shutting the doors would have kept the cats out. Things that were odd became normal in our lives.
A video of Mary and Nikita at the table with Vicky, who holds her hands to her head and looks tense. The sun rises in a hazy sky.
It was about 18 months after Paul's death that I said to Jamie one day, I feel as though I've made this up, but did we find a pad? After a while, you question things. You're not sure they're actually real.
I thought it didn't exist. I thought it had just been me in a state of shock.
And then Casey shot out of her bedroom because she'd heard the conversation and said, oh my God, I thought I'd made it up as well.
I broke down in tears. I had panic attacks. I had very increased anxiety after that happened. She'd just confirmed that actually what I had believed to be a dream was in fact not a dream because I'd seen it as well.
Wild grasses blow in the gentle breeze on the meadow. A passenger plane flies past the crescent moon. Mary walks through the house to Laurie's room.
The red room.
Where did you find this?
All the tapes, the home videos.
They unbox a portable stereo that has a tape player.
Did you put it in the wrong way? Is it meant to be that way?
They look uncertain as they load an audio tape and press buttons.
To lovely, little lovely Laurie Laney, love gave life to you.
Laurie looks stunned, hearing the song about her.
Really wanted you. You're so contented when we see you. Tears well in our eyes. But we don't care, they're tears of joy. And joy needs no disguise. 'Cause a life of love gave you to us. Love gave us you, our prize. You're a miracle, little Mary Marie. You were so meant to be. Breathe your life into people, but keep your heart safe and sound. 'Cause whilst there are many good people, some will want to bring you down. Give away your love, but keep your faith. Little Mary, Mary.
Is that the first time you've heard it?
Mary nods.
Me too.
A home video of Laurie and Laughing Mary.
It's like he knew what our personalities were going to be like. Isn't it weird? Yeah.
In the meadow outside the house, Vicky and Jamie hold plastic carrier bags. Jamie walks over to Vicky, who's standing by a tree.
I can't believe that Dad and you planted this tree when I was born. It only stood about 12 feet tall, didn't it?
No, less than that, six.
When did you plant it?
24 years ago. No, you were about three. About three? It's a red oak. Oak is known for its strength, isn't it?
Time goes too far. Because it was strong.
Hmm?
You planted it because it was strong.
Yeah. And it would live for hundreds of years.
Wearing sunglasses, Jamie looks back at the tree.
I didn't know that.
Vicky puts her arm around Jamie and hugs her. A home video of the children playing in the meadow on a sunny day. Jamie swings around a colourful plastic slinky.
My dad did love all of us. I think I lost touch with that for a little while after he passed away.
A video of a bird flying.
I can still remember the Thursday morning before my dad died. Him having come into my room and he closed the door. I remember how his hair was falling around his face and he just pleaded with me. He told me that he had nobody left and that I was his last hope. My response to him was, I looked down. Dad, I've got to get ready for school. And in that moment, it was like he died.
The man who took himself into the woods that day wasn't my dad. He was a man that none of us knew. I really wish that I'd just been that little bit older to understand.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Miri.
Jamie and Miri are in coats on a wet day, and they wave at Paul behind the camera as they walk across the mud. Now, Nikita sits on the stairs, listening to the rest of the family in the kitchen.
Has everyone sat down yet?
No, Nick, chill out. Okay, wait.
Is everyone ready for me? Okay, no one should be eating. That's a rule everyone knows.
Three, two, one. Happy birthday to you.
Stop it, guys.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh. Yeah.
A home video of Nikita's birthday from years ago.
We've had silver, but I'm wearing gold because I'm a birthday girl. Blue.
Laurie,
if I have to wear one.
No, Mummy, put it back on now.
No, I don't think it would go.
Okay, Jamie, wear a hat, please. Jamie, please wear the hat.
I will put it back
on. Wear the hat, be cool.
What?
Do it, guys.
What? Stop painting, I hate it!
Well, Nikita, we do not want that all day.
Jamie, no, go fuck yourself. Stop talking about my birthday in front of me.
Okay. Ow. Whoa.
Guys,
meet
your
doctor.
There's a different burger.
What would you like,
Nikita? Everyone, fuck off!
Nikita threw her cone-shaped party hat into Jamie's face. There's an awkward atmosphere as everyone eats their breakfast, apart from Nikita, who holds her hand to her head. Osborne's drinking his milk from the bowl, and Jamie shakes her head at him. Osborne lifts his bowl again.
Howdy.
He stops and mouths something. Vicky gently strokes Nikita's hair. She still looks angry and overwhelmed. A little later, she's opening a small present.
What the fuck is this?
Oh no. Is this going to be well received?
Oh, no.
I hope so.
I just
got
these images right now.
Be careful with it. It's very fragile.
A video of little Nikita getting a girl's necklace.
For me, it has to always be the same.
You do it so neatly, too.
It's a tradition. We have to stick to the same thing.
It's quite gravy, actually.
I don't like that we're all changing and getting older. It makes me feel sad.
Wait, guys, just stop.
Nikita reads a birthday card to sister. She puts on all the cone-shaped hats like shiny horns.
It just feels like yesterday that we were all still in school. We were all at the same level.
Nikita gazes out of the window at the meadow. A home video of grinning Casey running past the caravan. A couple of the girls squirt each other with water pistols. A view around the house, which seems deserted.
And I don't like that it's different because it means we're all getting old. I'm gonna die soon, and I don't want to die.
A home video of little Casey.
Casey, this is going to be the day before my 7th birthday. Are you very happy?
Yeah.
Are you very happy it's nearly my birthday?
Yeah.
That's really weird. I remember that happening.
Wait, shh, shh.
This is when I tip over the edge. Jamie's about to open her MP3 player and I'm opening my CD player and... Oh, that's great.
I remember when you did that.
I was so mad.
A video of a birthday cake being brought into the darkened dining room for Paul, who seems subdued.
Do you think maybe he did it because we were all tone deaf and he realised we wouldn't be able to follow his path?
Should we turn the nice lights on now?
The lights come on and he stares at the cake.
Mum, why did we ever realise that he was sad?
I did.
Yeah, but we didn't.
Because we were kids, Nick.
We didn't have any perception of what other people Yeah, but like, when we were younger, we couldn't see that.
Daddy, look!
Was he upset on his last birthday?
I just feel sorry for him.
Mum?
Because every video we've watched, he's been sad, and we're just, running around laughing, and we don't even realise.
He's not been upset in every video. In some videos, he's happy.
Oh, but you wouldn't be expecting.
So I was 9.
How would you know? How are you supposed to know at 9? I barely knew when I was 13.
Now when I'm watching it, I just want to go and hug him.
You got to remember that there's no way we could have made him happy. He was going to be upset, no matter what we did.
Yeah, but at least he would have known that we cared.
We did care, we just didn't know.
A home video of Paul with the children. He starts to cry. Sitting at the table with them, Paul wipes tears from his eyes with the back of his hand, then looks at a mobile. A banner's been stuck up in the living room. Happy birthday, Paul. Life begins at 40. Guests wait as Vicky arrives with Paul, who looks shocked.
Dad definitely cared what people thought about how happy he was all the time.
He gives a thumbs up to the guests.
How he was feeling inside, he masked extremely well, but only to people outside the family.
Laurie.
He didn't want to believe that there was anything wrong with him, even though I think he knew. How can you not?
He blows out his candles.
He was too proud. Because he thought he was perfect. Or he wanted to be perfect. I think that's where he struggled.
An old video of Paul as a younger man performing on stage. Laurie looks somber.
He would never get off got help. My mum tried for years. But mum's the same. Mum's exactly the same. She is amazing at covering up the way she genuinely feels.
Vicky pours cereal into breakfast bowls.
Oz! Pippa! You up?
Pippi.
Come on.
Pips.
She's gone into Pippa's room.
Morning.
Sunday.
You've had lots of days, darling.
Mum. Come on, sweetheart.
Good girl.
Mum, you said, Mum, that if I had days that you'd let me...
No, Pippa. You've had so many days off school. I'm sorry, it's gone too far, sweetheart.
No, you don't.
Take your tablets, please.
Just a little bit.
Pippi, come on, you know this can't
Mummy,
go on.
I really
on.
Can't, Mum.
Little ones, come on.
I can't, Mum. I can't. I really can't. Mum, I really can't.
So when are you going to eat? Pippa, come on, pop it.
Mum, stop saying things over and over, Mum. It doesn't help.
Go and get your bag, because the bus will be here in a second.
Laurie sits downstairs on the couch.
I said I would give you 2 days, and then you promised you would eat. Pippi, it's 5 days. Pippa?
Mum, I'm not doing it for attention. It's not just as simple as just eat breakfast, just a few mouthfuls.
Come on.
Okay, see you later, guys.
Come on, sweetheart.
Come on. I don't want to go to the doctor.
It's okay. Come on. I love you.
Will you please don't ring the doctors?
Okay. I won't ring the doctor. I love you, sweetheart. Bye.
Laurie remains on the settee, the scruffy little dog sitting on the backrest behind her. Vicky comes back and slumps down, wearily. Vicky leans forward looking worried, her hands resting against her mouth. She blinks as she gazes into space. Evening. Vicky's at her bedroom mirror, putting on some concealer under her eyes.
This is not about an eating disorder. There's something much more problematic and deep-rooted with Pippa. It's taken 7 years since Paul died to not be able to understand it. And the doctors don't understand it. And I can't work it out. Is it something that someone else can uncover, or does it need for Pippa to get to the point where she can do her own self-discovery and find out for herself what the real issue is.
Vicky brushes her eyelashes with a mascara brush. Pippa sits blank-faced, with her back against a wall, picking at her hand.
When I was 9, I said to my mum, "Mum, I don't feel well. I just don't feel myself. I miss being me. Like, I just know that this isn't me. I don't know. It's really hard to describe."
She holds her hands to the sides of her neck and stares into space wide-eyed. Night's fallen, and lights are on in the house. Vicky looks through a bag in her small cluttered bedroom. She seems to be searching for something as Casey comes in.
Fucking hell.
What?
Oh my goodness, hon. How do you live in here?
I don't know.
It makes you want to cry.
It's got worse.
You're a hoarder.
Yeah, I don't know if I am.
Mum, look at your bed.
Yeah, well, it's because I knit in bed, so I keep all my wool handy and...
Just keeping it handy? A Minnie Mouse dog outfit.
That's for Darcy. I'm making that for Joe.
A handbag, just in case you need to go somewhere in the night, Mum.
No, I used it to go out and I haven't put it back.
Do you have one in here?
No.
Well, even if you did...
I'll go and get
there'd be no way of finding it.
I'm not proud of myself and I'm not happy.
So change it.
Vicky nods from the doorway as Casey sits on the bed, smoking an e-cigarette. Later, Vicky is alone in her messy room, looking thoughtful with her hand resting over her mouth. A glass award on a shelf. Best Bravest Women 2014. Vicky's ironing a large pale sheet in the kitchen. The doors of the shed are open, and a big pile of rubbish stands outside. Wearing rubber gloves, Mary flicks through a red notebook. One page has been coloured in with the word Jamie. She smiles and looks up at Osborne.
Hey, what's up? Just a little kindness is all this sad world needs.
Oh. Mary smiles at the notebook. Vicky's also looking through odds and ends. She opens a small plastic box and finds colourful feathers and beads.
Casey?
Yes?
Is this what we use for the confetti for Daddy's funeral?
Do you want to keep that then?
That is a little...
How cute are we, Mum? Look how lovely that is.
It's a bunny rabbit.
I don't know what that is. A gnome?
Santa or gnome?
It's okay, Mum.
Vicky starts to cry as she looks through the box of trinkets. Casey kneels with her.
I'll put that somewhere safe.
Nice idea, though, isn't it?
It was.
I'm glad I did that.
She wipes her eyes and Casey hugs her.
So sorry. Why are you crying, Mum?
Mum, this is all good. This is a nice thing. How lovely.
Vicky looks over at smiling Casey and rubs her arm lovingly.
I'm going to take this away now. Okay? It's okay, Mum.
Thank you.
Vicky's bottom lip trembles as she looks through more of the odds and ends and puts some into a bin bag.
I think it's quite suited me in a way not to have to face my own emotions.
Pale, lean-faced Osborne looks across the large shed.
Now that the kids are growing up, I'm starting to have enough brain space to start thinking about how I feel.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mary holds a CD and looks through more odds and ends on the floor. Vicky, in yellow vest top and baggy stripy bottoms, stands at the open doorway leading outside from the kitchen. She blinks and sighs, a mournful look on her face. She scratches her thick dark hair and composes herself.
Right. I wanted them to have a proper childhood, a happy one. I just just wish I could have protected them more from a lot of the things that they were subjected to.
A home video of all the children crowding around Vicky and kissing her. A photo on the wall of Pippa and Jamie as children. Pippa opens a bin bag.
An RE today, it ends up being like a joint discussion.
What did you talk about today?
Evidence of the afterlife. My idea of reincarnation is that we die, we finish any unfinished business, we can stay and haunt our family for a bit, and as soon as you're done, you don't go to heaven, because that's a waste of time. That's just lounging about on a cloud. You go and you're born again. Here it is. When my dad passed away, my mum found all of these coping strategies. There was one where we wrote a note to our dad. To Dad, I have missed you, we love you, and I still don't know why you killed yourself. I cry every night and I kill myself just to see you. I really miss you. I don't know. Love from Pippa.
She stares at her childish handwriting.
I think my dad, he had a split personality. On one side, he loved us and he didn't want any harm to come to us. In fact, he protected us almost too much. But on the other side, he was trapped in his own mind, I think. I think that's how he felt. And he had a plan that he would kill us all. And I just think, in his right mind, the mind that loved us, he thought, I don't want to do that to my family, I love my family.
A home video of smiling Paul holding and kissing one of the girls as a baby.
So, to protect us, he killed himself.
She holds back her emotions.
So he didn't kill us. And I don't really care whether people think that that's true or not, or whether that's stupid. It's just, it puts my mind at ease.
She gives a faint philosophical laugh, then wipes her hands across her lean, pale face and stares down. A dark blue evening sky, tinged hazy orange on the horizon. Dandelions grow among the grass. A caption, 8 years. A sheet of paper stuck on a wall in the house. To Osborne, have a great last day. Good luck on your last exam. Lots of love from Mummy and all your sisters.
Last day.
Cereal's poured into a bowl.
Do you know this is going to be you in 2 years' time?
Yeah.
Are you going to miss it?
No.
Or not even like a tiny bit?
Maybe like a tiny bit. And I'll be going to a job that I probably want to do and I'll be getting paid for it.
You've got to go to college first.
Yeah, but I'll have a job. And at college I'll be doing what I want to do.
How do you know you'll have a job? The economy's not doing very well.
Pippa stares at Osborne. Vicky kisses him.
Oh, I can't believe it's your last day.
Phil, give me a hug.
Might be alright for you, but I'm really struggling.
Mum, it's always going to be sad when people leave school. Shit gets real after school, doesn't it?
Casey eats toast. Laurie, Miri and Nikita.
I don't remember we used to like pretend that we were superstars.
Yeah.
We always had big dreams. And now we're older, it feels like, oh, it's hard. It's not, you can't just snap your fingers and everything just happens. You've got to proper work for it.
Yeah, doubting yourself.
Yeah. Do you get that?
Yeah. Miri nods. A video of Paul performing. When I was young, I dealt in fantasy and dreams. The grass was greener where I stood. If I tried to fly, I could. A photographer takes shots of Casey, Miri and Laurie posing in homemade outfits.
Yeah, I wore the whole top from sleeve to sleeve.
Miri and Nikita sing into mics while Laurie sits cross-legged playing guitar. Jamie and her teacher smile in a ballet lesson. Casey holds Laurie's jumper up to expose her midriff for a photo.
Yeah, you got me a dress.
Casey at her sewing machine.
I've always wanted to be a fashion designer. I know that's overambitious.
I always think about having my own show constantly, especially when I'm going to sleep and when I wake up. I think of my own show and I'm like, ah,
But then again, someone has to be, like, the next Vivian Westwood, so why can't I be the next Vivian Westwood? It's worth a try.
Osborne reads some graffiti on a ramp in a skate park.
Ed equals swag, apparently. What is this swag that they speak of?
Got a girlfriend?
Yeah. Her name's Sarah.
How did you meet her?
Through the autism group. Well, before I met her, I thought she was going to be really weird. And then when I met her, I was quite surprised, because she was weird, but not like a weird sort of weird. She was just different. But it was good.
Have you fallen in love?
What a weird question. Yeah, I guess so. I think love for another person, though, is the weirdest, because you have moments where you want to hug them, but then you have moments when you want to have sex with them. I find that really unusual. I think it's also hard for me, because of my autism, to know what I'm actually feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've had a tendency to mistake emotions for each other.
I can't say to you, yes, you're in love. I know you're besotted, but whether you're in love with Sarah is another matter.
Because the way I see it is, I don't think I'd ever find someone who's better suited for me.
Not at the moment, but you're only 16.
It's have you ever been level. In love then?
Yeah, I was in love with Daddy.
How long did that last for? Did you ever sort of fall out of it?
I suppose our relationship went from being in love to being more of a companion relationship. So I still loved him, but it was becoming impossible to live with him.
A home video of Vicky closing her eyes and blowing out candles on a birthday cake. Paul wearing a pink scarf and witch's hat.
You look wonderful, Vicky. You look absolutely wonderful.
Vicky, you're ever so photogenic, aren't you?
What?
Oh, yeah. You always look good on camera. Always. You are a very beautiful woman.
Vicky sits in a hospital bed as Paul, filming selfie style, puts his arm around her. They kiss. Vicky's in the meadow picking blackberries by a tree. In the kitchen, she tips the blackberries into a pan while Laurie goes through audio tapes.
Was that Daddy?
Yeah, I think so.
Vicky leans on the worktop and listens. Casey counts in her head.
8 years today since he died.
She looks wistful.
That's sad. I think people don't understand that. It's been 8 years, but we've only had to, like, relive this day 8 times since it happened, which isn't many, really. It always feels like it happened yesterday, but he feels like he's getting further away. But the day feels... The day was always yesterday.
A video of the family out at night.
When we went to Minehead Beach, the last time we'd go on holiday with him.
The seafront in the background.
We made this sandcastle. I love the cars at beach. And then Dad was like, let's take photos.
Let's just, excuse me, but if we could all get in.
It was really lovely. Because he was different on holiday. He was nothing but fun.
Dad, why are you recording?
Because this will never happen again, and I'm recording. Smile, guys! You're on camera!
You're disowned. I disown you.
I've only just started.
I disown you.
I think it's sad that he's missed so much.
Nikita looks through papers on her bed.
Pip!
Fucking
I found the contract!
No!
I found the contract!
No!
What?
This deal was made when Pippa wanted some Hubba Bubba.
Signed
Pippa Peter.
I spelled it. Do you know why I spelled it wrong, Nick? Because then I thought if it ever went to court, they couldn't.
Are you serious?
Because I signed it wrong.
This is brilliant. I love this.
All things I do because of my autism. I get upset over little things. I repeat myself. I don't. I'm joking. I know you left for a reason. No, it's about Dad.
I'm sorry.
It's about Dad. When the rain touches my face, it's like you're touching me too. My heart beats with a race, like I'm here right next to you. I used to think you'd come back, but that was only in my dreams. Now all those years of waiting, you never returned back from the stream.
Oh, shit.
Nikita looks over at Pippa, who looks moved.
Sad, isn't it? And you weren't listening to me and laughing about something else. I hope you feel bad.
Pippa shuffles closer to Nikita.
Hug me.
Oh, why?
I want to hug you, please.
They wrap their arms around each other, and Nikita sits back, with Pippa nestling her head against her chest.
I love you, Nikita.
I love you.
In the meadow, Laurie plays guitar and Miri writes in a notebook.
Remember when you watch us grow and we perform our show?
What did Dad used to always... What did he always used to say? One day we'll all fly away to paradise.
No, just fly away to paradise.
The chorus should be something like... Daily reminiscing?
Yeah.
How do you spell reminiscing?
R-E...
You're guessing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Osborne and Vicky.
Well, do you think... She'll reach a point where she thinks she has made a mistake.
How long's it been?
Since we haven't spoken.
Mm.
2 days?
I think it needs a bit longer than
that. Yeah, I know that, but what I'm saying is... Mum, seriously, Mum, listen.
I know.
I think 7 months is too long to not give it another try. And if tonight she came over or messaged me and said she wanted another chance, I'd probably say yes at this point.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't want the relationship to die, or it's about what you want. You can't control what other people do.
Sitting beside her on the sofa, Osborne lolls his head back and stares at the ceiling. Pippa sits on the edge of her bed listening to music. She puts on dark goth-style lipstick and eyeliner and brushes powder on her face.
How is being 15, Pippa?
Like the sugar-coated answer or like the brutally honest?
The brutally honest
answer. Absolutely shit. Got a bit of stuff going on and it's just... Dunno.
Right now, all I want to do is spend time with my family and laugh and smile just like everyone else. But I can't because there's something... swallowing me. It's like your chest is a black hole and it's just your body is just melting into it. You think about all the things that you're leaving behind, your family, your friends, upcoming events, silly things like that. But then if you don't do it, you'll have to wake up another day, you'll have to face all of these things another day, and it counteracts and you just think it's not worth it, I can't do it. I think that's how my dad felt, most likely. I do worry that I have... I'm similar to my dad. It's not so much a worry that he was a bad person, it's just, you know, the monsters inside his head that I'm afraid are going to be passed down onto me. And that's a very scary thought, because they're scary monsters.
She sits on her windowsill looking pensive. The house has been decorated with balloons and fake cobwebs for a party. Pip is beside Miri, who's dressed like Wednesday Addams and puts on lipstick. Pip is made up like a vampire. Osborne.
Nikita's having a Halloween party thing. Me and all of her college friends.
Osborne photobombs a picture of the party goers. Nikita wears a red visor and dungarees.
Mom, is this a good party? It's a brilliant party.
Okay.
It's a fantastic
party. I can't tell if people are having fun or not.
Nick, why did you think you were a bitch?
Yeah, at the beginning of last year, people thought I was a bitch and like really stuck up and stuff.
I don't know what people think about me. I have literally no idea.
I think it's because I'm posh as well. They think you're hot and that you're really cool.
Oh, cool.
Do you think he's hot?
Yeah.
Aww. He is hot.
Pippa and a friend are talking in the sewing room.
How are you doing about any of your friends?
Because I don't have any friends. It's fine. Yeah. But I'm your friend and I came. But I didn't invite you, so I'm fine. Okay.
Pippa and the blonde girl hug. Running down a street, Laurie and Pippa call back to Jamie, who's walking.
Jamie, run!
Jamie,
run.
Why aren't you running? Come on!
The sisters run down the city street. In a backstage area, they put on makeup.
Welcome on a chilly evening to Coventry Cathedral. It's really exciting that we're the venue for the first ever Coventry Charity Talent Competition.
Laurie, Nikita, Miri, Pippa and Jamie, all dressed in black, stand in a circle.
With you guys, like, this is like a dream come true.
A red-haired young woman in a black dress sings on stage. Judges write. Now the sisters begin their song, standing in formation, heads bowed.
I know this pain. Why do you lock yourselves up in these chains?
Watching Nikita in the show last night, I suddenly looked at her in a way I've never looked at her before, and then looked at all the children, and all of them are all half me. And the next thought was, well, they're half Paul.
They're awarded second prize.
I don't know how I feel about Paul anymore. He left me with a situation and I've done the best I can, but I don't know, I almost feel no emotion, but kind of last night I thought, you know, actually he couldn't have left me with any greater gift than the children. And without him I wouldn't have them. And without them, I don't know who I'd be.
Vicky sits in a garden swing seat. Miri, Nikita and Laurie.
We're to think of a word that could be, that we could use for the future.
Soon.
Miri's writing lyrics in a notebook.
How about one day the open bleeding wound you left us with will soon be a faded scar?
Casey's dressmaking.
Or one day the open bleeding wound.
The open dripping wound.
No!
One day the...
Guys, you cannot write lyrics!
Massacre.
I think we should throw in there the wanting him to see how far we've come, like that we've achieved the dreams.
Is we're not there yet, because this is what we're hoping to achieve in the future.
A balloon with Mum on it. Laurie seals an envelope.
Mum?
Do you want me?
The kids wait in the lounge, including shirtless Osborne with a towel around him.
Happy Mother's
Happy
Day!
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
Day.
Oh, my babies.
Oh. Vicky comes into the room and hugs Laurie, holding the pink envelope. Miri holds out a yellow flower.
She took it out the pot.
I don't care.
She took it out the pot.
I'm so sorry.
She hugs and kisses them all.
No, get off.
I'm sorry. I have nothing to do with this.
Vicky kisses Osborne on the cheek. She sits and opens her card and gasps.
Is that from you?
Inside is a small wad of £20 notes and several pound coins. Vicky reads the message inside and becomes emotional. Vicky hugs Laurie.
I'm sorry, I put £7 in. Thank you for being the most wonderful children on the planet.
Kneeling in front of Vicky, Pippa kisses her hand. There's gaffer tape stuck on the window and the kitchen door. Vicky's in the living room looking at a laptop. In the kitchen, she sorts through tools, then taps the glass in the door with a mallet. Later, she's on her laptop again, writing a proposal for a project called Turnaround, a memoir of optimism, autism and love. With Laurie and Miri...
How did you find out you were autistic? Just quickly.
You told me. I was about 4 or 5. I just remember it's just always been a part of our lives.
Osborne.
People think that people with autism lack in empathy, but I think it's sometimes actually the complete opposite, in that they have so much empathy that they don't know how to deal with it.
A to-do list includes learn Shakespeare lines and organise room and myself. Nikita sings and Laurie sits on the bed conducting with her hand. Miri plays piano. Casey makes adjustments to a homemade blue outfit that Vicky's wearing. Pippa stares at a match that she's holding, which has burned right down. Outside, Vicky sits at a garden table and holds her mobile to her ear.
Oh, hello, I just spoke to someone regarding some evidence. It was my husband's suicide note that was held by the police that I've never had access to the original, because there's a PTO on one of the pages that we've never actually been able to see. Okay. It's annoying, isn't it? You try and do something and you just come against a brick wall.
Nikita stands up from a garden chair. In Pippa's bedroom, Jamie, wearing a scarf and long-striped cardigan, is packing things into a cardboard box.
I think that whenever you move, it's obviously, like, I've not experienced it before, but you've got to be like, right, what do I want to take with me and what do I not really mind so much letting go of?
She reads a journal.
3 months and 2 weeks ago, my dad committed suicide and it's left my whole family heartbroken. And the day before he died, I said life couldn't get any worse. How wrong I was. Sometimes I wonder why life is so complex. We will ask questions and we come no closer to the answers we want and, more importantly, need.
Sitting on her bed, she closes a fluffy heart-shaped box and puts it down. A home video of Jamie as a little girl.
Jamie, what were you saying to me about you felt as though last year went quickly?
What I was saying is that it feels like that you've only been, how old you are, 5 days. That's what I meant. No, you've, like, you know, you feel like you haven't been 7 for a year. You've been 7 for 5 days.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Jamie looks around at the bedroom.
It's not like I'm saying goodbye forever, but it's just like it's officially happening. Moving on to the next phase.
A post-it note on a mirror says, "Don't worry, you look great." Laurie and Pippa on the bed.
In 10 years' time, and you look back on this part of your life, what do you think you'll say to yourself?
I don't know. I can't see that far into the future. I don't really see anything above 16. I feel like my life stopped being written.
Vicky and Pippa play cards.
Will you feel better once you know what's happening?
I'm just not. Even when I feel happy, I can't feel it. I just feel numb. My head just feels numb. Bye, guys.
Bye, Liz.
Bye, sweetheart.
Okay. Love you, darling.
Try to save me.
Bye, guys. I love you guys.
I love you.
Is there anything that would make you feel better?
I don't really know.
Looking drained and tired, Pippa looks down at her cards.
Part of me just wants to sleep, but a part of me doesn't know what to do. I almost wish that if I had it my way, none of you would know. And I would be able to get the help without any of you knowing. Because it just feels so uncomfortable and I'm just embarrassed. But
don't be embarrassed. It's an illness. It's not...
and if I'm putting the family through so much shit, and some of you don't, like, and it's not your fault, but they don't understand that I can't help it.
Pippa's eyes are red and she looks around nervously. The meadow outside the house is dusted with frost and a pale wintry sky hangs above.
You hope that you've brought them up to treasure life? That's your job as a parent. And it's the last thing I want, but she does need to be in hospital.
A home video of Pippa as a smiling little girl playing with her big sisters in the living room. Vicky's in Pippa's bedroom. She straightens the pink bedsheet as Nikita comes in.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was just putting Pippa's thing in.
She sits down.
It's not the same without her, is it?
No.
You will take a different thing away with you. Pippa, it's like that sparkiness is gone.
What do I take away with me?
Oh.
Vicky thinks carefully and looks round at Nikita, who's wearing rich red lipstick and dark eyeliner. Nikita looks away. White blossom wafts in the breeze. An envelope with a label on the back. If undelivered, return to coroner's office, Warwickshire Justice Centre. Vicky sighs heavily as she sits down at her desk and opens the white A4 envelope. She takes out several pages in Paul's handwriting. She turns over the page with PTO on it. She holds her hand to her head. On the other side of the page is one circled word. Sorry.
Sorry. Just say sorry.
Vicky looks drawn and overwhelmed and turns the page over again.
Blood.
Alone in the small office room, she looks through the suicide note again. Nikita lies against the arm of the sofa. Sunlight dances across the wall behind her as it spills through the trees outside. Laurie lies back on her bed. A cuddly white unicorn with a pink tail, hooves and mane stands on the windowsill.
Yeah.
OK, so like a few weeks ago, right, I wrote one poem.
Can I see it?
Don't read it out loud. And don't, like, move your lips.
I won't move and my don't, lips like, look at me. Read it out loud or look at you at all.
Sitting beside Nikita on his bed, Osborne pulls the hood of his tracksuit top over his head tightly and crumples forward, embarrassed, as Nikita reads his poem on a sheet of A4 paper. She looks moved by what she's reading.
The theme was wonder. I did it more on the topic of being abandoned. So the feelings that go with being left by someone and the... You know, they're sort of wondering about whether they feel the same way you do and whether it's the same story on both sides. Everything in my life, the one thing that I couldn't control in regards to my emotions was having my heart broken. No song, no poem, no movie can ever describe to a person how much it hurts. I think it has made me understand maybe why Mum stayed with Dad even when things got difficult. Because I found that when it was getting difficult, I still wanted to carry on. When I really feel over it, I'll get the answers I'm looking for. Well, I'll either get the answers I'm looking for or I won't even want answers anymore. But I already know, either way, it doesn't matter, does it? As long as one of them happens, I'll be happy.
He walks across the meadow. Vicky's in the kitchen.
Today, we have the family therapy team coming over to have a meeting or a session with all of us to talk about mostly the day Paul died, to try and help Pippa, really, to come to terms with that day and how everyone felt and how she felt and what she remembers from it, because she was only six. We talk about that day a lot, but we've never actually all of us spoken as a family
We can fit 13 people here.
It was a group experience, but it was also a very individual experience. And it was Pippa herself who asked for it.
The small scruffy dog and a larger black dog look out of the window at a car and jump down, approaching the kitchen door, which gives a view of the meadow.
Talking about this day as if it happened yesterday.
I think that year is such a blank because Paul was...
It's a very strange year. I left Bristol that year. Did you?
Paul's reflection in the window of the kitchen door as he videos.
Yeah, we always have fun. We didn't imagine that happening. That did happen, but he wasn't.
I remember Mum saying, you know, Dad's been ill, and then you're like, I'm so sorry, and you started crying.
I just
waking up the next day, thinking it was a dream.
I don't remember hitting Mum's car. Was I hitting Mum's car?
Going back to school, and people were pretending to slit their wrists, because they knew.
It's in the paper.
I felt like I had to cry. Could you get passing your tissues?
I wasn't really crying. I was pretending to cry because I wanted to be involved.
A home video of a colourful kite dancing in the air. A wide expanse of fields.
We all have things in that day that, you know, if it's what did happen that we should try and focus on, because the ifs just mess you up.
As long as we stand together, we're okay.
It's so useful because we've never done this. We've never heard everyone's individual story, and I think it's really good.
On a van roof.
Pipsy? Hello?
Is it going to make her upset?
No, this will make her happy because she thought she had a bad relationship.
That's what I mean, showing her all the bits that are good.
A video of Paul holding baby Pippa. Pippa lies on her bed watching the video on her phone.
How are you doing at the moment, Pippa?
Do you know what? I think every time you've asked me that question, I've always said, pretty shit. But this one, I think, like, I'm actually okay. And I feel as though I'm on the right track for, like, the first time in my life.
She gazes at her phone.
I've been in hospital almost 6 months. I'm doing better, but I'm not getting discharged anytime soon. I don't know. It is so hard to acknowledge that something's wrong because you can't admit it to yourself. You're like, well, no, I'm fine. Know that you'll never know what you need. I think that's a decision you need someone else to make for you. You know, people die from not accepting help. You know, and we've all experienced that firsthand.
She stares down solemnly. Nikita and Pippa walk through a gate and trudge towards the big caravan.
Oh my God! With death, it's difficult because I could live my life being angry at my dad and never forgive him. But all that means is that I'm just going to be an angry person all the time. Whereas I want to feel happiness and freedom and peace and love.
Jamie strokes a puppy that her boyfriend is holding, a climbing frame.
Am I going to die up here?
Yeah, fingers crossed.
I dare you to jump.
No. Jack!
I'm still just as wimpy as I used to be.
Nothing's changed.
Nikita comes down.
I think we're very lucky to have had the life we've had. Like being able to play in the land and having so many siblings and just... There's a lot of happy memories, and I think that's a sign of a very lucky upbringing. Bad things happen, but holding on to the happy memories, but letting the bad ones help you move forward. And helping you to learn the different situations that happen in life.
The girls stand around a roaring bonfire by night. Osborne holds up a long wooden pole burning at one end. The girls gaze at the crackling orange flames as smoke rises into the black sky. White words appear against a black background. Special thanks to the Shanks family. A photo of five of the girls as children walking away. The Shanks siblings are smiling teenagers. Paul and Vicky grinning, with smiling Laurie as a toddler. Jamie Jodie. Jamie holds up a sign to her boyfriend, save water and drink champagne. Casey Kimmy. On her laptop, grinning Casey holds up her arms triumphantly. She's set up a website for her designs. Laurie Laney. Laurie dances on stage in a youth production. Miri Mary. Arms folded, Miri is acting in a play. Photos of the girls as children smiling with each other and their parents. Nikita Nina. Nikita's taking part in another lively youth production. Osborne Oran.
I'm about to break the fourth wall.
Osborne looks straight at the camera.
Do you want to break the fourth wall? It's not fair.
Sitting on the couch at home, he grins. A school photo of Osborne and Pippa. Family snapshots of the smiling children. Pippa Pater. Pippa and Nikita rub noses and do a kiss ritual before hugging. Vicky. Vicky in the blue outfit that Casey made is delivering a TEDx talk from Leamington Spa. Directed and filmed by Lucy Cohen. Produced by Julia Nottingham, Lucas Ochoa, Thomas Bensky, Bill Rudgard. Vicky and the kids smiling on a beach. A photo of Paul snuggling up with one of the kids as a baby. Co-producer, Alistair Payne James. Executive producers for Netflix, Ben Kottner, Jason Spingarn-Koff, Lisa Nishimura. Executive producers, Mary Burke, Celine Haddad, Fergus Haycock. Executive producers, Marisa Clifford, Sam Snyderman, Steve Waugh. All the siblings grinning on a giant deck chair at Butlin's. Film editors, Michael Augland, Maya Maffioli, Stephen Heron. Paul carrying one of the girls on his shoulders. Smiling Jamie by the Eiffel Tower. Consultant editor, Jinx Godfrey. Jamie and Laurie grinning in Santa hats. Cinematographer, Charlie Gouger. A photo of Osborne standing by a handmade sign, Free Hugs. Original score composed by David E. Sugar, Valentina Papalardo. The whole family, including Paul, smiling happily on a beach.
When I was young, I dealt in fantasy and dreams. The grass was greener where I stood.
Story editor, Kate Lays. Sound, Lucy Cohen. Post-production manager, Ben Maguire. Re-recording mixer, George Falgum, Naz Parkash. Assistant re-recording mixer, Chad Orororo. Dialogue editor, Tom Foster. Sound effects editor, Claire Ellis. Supported by the Tribeca Film Institute, Sundance Institute Documentary Film Programme, with support from Ford Foundation, Just Films. Completed with the support of Women Make Movies Production Assistance Programme, Pulse, Creative England, Raw Cut, Chicken and Egg Pictures, Tribeca Film Institute, Sundance Great Point Media, Dogwoof, WMM, Women Make Movies. World revenues collected and distributed by Freeway, made with the support of the BFI's Film Fund. Copyright 2016. Pulse Flyaway Limited, the British Film Institute, Creative England, Naramata Productions. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.